Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Nick Bob with you here on a sunny, finally sunny, not a hot day here in Omaha, but we'll take it. About 60 degrees. Looks gorgeous out there right now. Certainly good weather for the time being with the Big Ten tournament going on. Nebraska, Darren Erstad's crew in action tonight. We're live from the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Appreciate you tuning in as always. I was thinking about this last night. And this might be a chicken or the egg type thing, but I really don't think it makes sense. If you had to think right now, I want you to put your thinking caps on, and if you had to think right now, who are the best individual leaders in professional sports? I'm talking about players. I'm not talking about coaches or GMs or anything. I'm not talking about Bill Belichick or Greg Popovich or Nick Set. Like, I'm talking about strictly players right now in pro sports. Really think, who are the top leaders? You kind of go through this. Major League Baseball, it's like, I don't really think anyone. Hockey, I don't know enough about the specific players' leadership qualities. Soccer, same thing. Obviously, golf's an individual sport. You know what I mean? Like, so to me, you kind of hone in on NFL, NBA. NFL, NBA. Really think. I was thinking about this last night, and two names became just clear right away. Steph Curry and Tom Brady. Name two better leaders right now than those two guys. Aaron Rodgers, come on. You read that Bleacher Report story? LeBron, love the guy to death, would run through a wall for him, but the homeboy's got some drama to him, right? Harden, Giannis, they're not Steph. What about Big Ben? Oh, you mean the guy that was the quarterback of the Drama Fest Steelers? Come on now. Really think. I think the two best leaders in professional sports are Steph Curry and Tom Brady. And having said that, is it a huge coincidence that what are the two dynasties currently going on in professional sports? Warriors, Patriots. I don't think it is. I don't think that's a crazy. Now, this is where it's like the chicken or the egg thing comes in. Did those teams win and make us think they're really good leaders after the fact, right? Or did those guys lead at a high level, which led to the wins and the titles in the dynasty? Now, I happen to think it's the latter. I think when it comes right down to it, those two guys are the driving forces behind the championship cultures in the two dynasties currently going to professional sports. Because I always think you have to have a player in the locker room, on the field, on the court, leading the way for a dynasty and titles to ensue. You can have John Wooden, Mike Krzyzewski, you can have all the great coaches in the world, but if they don't have the right leader actually on the court, on the field, in the locker room, not gonna click. I mean, you think about it. The Spurs had Tim Duncan. The Bulls had Jordan. I think by the second title run, the Lakers had Kobe. You have to have the right coach and the right management in place. There is no doubt about that. Got to have the right coach, right management in place. But it still takes a foot soldier living out the standard, the expectations, and bringing others along. And to me, the two ultimate leaders in professional sports right now are Tom Brady and Steph Curry. And what's so interesting is both guys are a little different. I wouldn't say, like, I don't look at those two guys and think they're the same kind of, like, Kobe Bryant, Jordan, very similar, mental makeups, all that stuff, right? Tom Brady, Steph Curry, a little different. I mean, I would say Tom Brady, really intense. Steph Curry, a little more loose, if that makes sense. I wouldn't say their personalities are exactly the same. But the two areas they are the same to me are, number one, they are both extremely unselfish. Both guys lack a certain ego. Now, Steph plays with an arrogance, but I don't think Steph operates day-to-day with an ego. Does that make sense? You think about the unselfishness. Tom Brady always restructuring his contract to take less money for the betterment of the roster. When Tom freaking Brady does that, that sets a tone for your franchise and for your locker room. Steph Curry won a championship, won two MVPs, was the first ever unanimous MVP, and he went and recruited Kevin Durant. That says a lot about the importance of winning to him. That's number one. Number two is they both do a great job of engaging and reaching and building relationships with their teammates. I'm not saying they got to be, you know, have sleepovers and stuff, not necessarily buddy-buddy, but they do a really, really good job of establishing bonds with everyone. Both guys are great locker room guys. Everyone, I mean, seriously, think about it. Everyone that plays with Brady raves about the guy. James Harrison came from the Steelers to join the Patriots. Talked about it afterwards, said, I went into it, I wanted to hate Brady. Loved him. Great teammate. And, I mean, honestly, have you ever heard any teammate ever say something negative about Steph? Never. Never. So both guys invest in the people in the locker room, and both guys clearly put winning in the team above their own ego. And when the man, the star, the face of the franchise is invested in you and the team, and they sacrifice in various ways, tell you what, man, that sets the tone for everyone. I mean, if you think about it, it's like, if Steph Curry doesn't have a massive ego, why the hell would Kevon Looney? If Tom Brady invests into the rookie wide receiver or the free agent running back, why the hell wouldn't Dante Hightower do the same for the rookie corner? If Steph Curry goes out of his way to build a bond with Jordan Bell, why wouldn't Draymond Green go do that with Jarepko? If Tom Brady takes less money, then how the hell can the wide receiver complain about his contract? You see, it just, like, it sets a contagious tone for the team. And then lastly and most importantly, I mean, it's a non-negotiable thing, like, both guys work. That is also obviously important. Both guys work, 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 work. So when your star, your best player, is the hardest worker, puts the team above himself and his own ego, and he invests in and builds a bond with everyone on the team, that's a powerful tone to set. And again, I don't think it's a coincidence that the two best leaders in professional sports happen to be the two superstars and the two dynasties going on in professional sports. I don't think that's a coincidence at all. At all. 402-951-16 trends. Grab David before we get to Scott Chanley. What's up, David? Fire away.
Hey, Nick. How are you, bud?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. I'm going to throw one other name out at you. I think Iguodala plays a big role in the leadership with some of the basket cases that Golden State has.
Right.
I mean, it's no more evident than what happened with Chris Broussard. But Kevin Durant's out there tweeting at Chris Broussard. Like, Chris Broussard, in my opinion, has got very little knowledge about basketball, but loves LeBron James. I think Iguodala plays a big role there. And they you really see them catapult after they sign him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, David, no, you're right. You're totally right. Like, appreciate the phone call. Like, I think also, within the great leaders, you need to be willing to be led. You know, and you have to need to have other guys that are like, you know, you have your president of leadership and your vice presidents. You know what I mean? Or like Steph is the guy, but like Iggy is the vice president. Brady's the guy, Julian Edelman, or even in some ways Gronk. Like, you got to have other guys willing to live that out. Got two emails saying the same thing. Matt says, Drew Brees, just not as public as Tom. Brees, good leader. Brees, really good leader. I'm good with that. But to me, I'm just like, you know, two best leaders in professional sports. I think it's a huge coincidence that they're also leading the two big dynasties in professional sports. I don't really think so. All right, mailbag, half hour from now. Get your questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Anthony Tolliver coming up on the 1 o'clock hour. But coming up next, Scott Shanley. He played with Drew Brees. We'll talk to him about leadership, a bunch of other stuff next.